From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Minnesota Music Memories, a musical time machine featuring the sounds of the 50s, 60s, and 70s from the land of 10,000 lakes. Minnesota Music Memories, supported by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
I'm out of luck. I'm 17. Well, I don't have a beat. It makes me mean. I had a day just the other night, but that old beat makes quite a guy. I picked her up. It was a shot. She had a beat by 11 o'clock.
Yes, yes, welcome to another fun-filled episode of Minnesota Music Memories. We've been Googling and digging hard to find some great tunes for you this evening, and that was Steve Carl from Albert Lea, Minnesota, which is also where Eddie Cochran grew up. In the spring of 1955, Carl founded the Hot Rockin' Four, which included Mike Peterson on guitar and Dick Stensrud on bass. About a year later, Carl and his band without Stensrud traveled to Minneapolis, where they made their first recording at K-Bank Studio. Among the songs recorded was that one, titled Curfew. Now, in May of 56, after a Carl Perkins concert, Carl talked to Perkins, who invited him to Memphis, Tennessee, the home of Sun Records. Carl and his band played owner Sam Phillips their demo recordings, but Phillips showed little interest, as he was just about to produce Johnny Cash. But Phillips sent the band to Lester Bahari, founder of Meteor Records. After Carl saw what sparse equipment Meteor had, he left Memphis without a session, but did leave his demos at the studio. A year later, Bahari released the recording of Curfew along with 18-year-old Blues under the name Steve Carl with the Jags. It was the last release of the label, garnering little success. Before he graduated and moved to Minneapolis, Carl played another single for Soma Records, then struck off for a career in finance. The remaining four demos by Steve Carl and his band were published in 1983 on a Bison Bop LP. Well, up next, Duluth-based The Soul Seekers were a mixed-gender group that played what some may call sunshine pop. Here they are with a not-so-gritty cover of the Animals tune Boom Boom, which was really done first by John Lee Hooker back in 1961. Here's Boom Boom.
Shoot you right down, take you in my arms. I'm in love with you, a love that is true. A boom, 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 boom.
love the way you walk. I love the way you talk. When you walk and I walk, and you talk and I talk, you knock me out right off my feet. I love the way you walk. I love the way you talk. When you walk and I walk, and you talk and I talk, you knock me out all right off my feet. Gonna be in your arms, I'm in love with you. Gonna be in your arms, I'm in love with you. Gonna be in your arms, I'm in love with you. Gonna be in your arms, I'm in love with you.
Minnesota, the Scotsman made only that obscure frat rock single, Beer Bus Blues, back in 1965, and was the brainchild of Warren Kendrick. The group included bassist Jim Kane, who would later play with The Litter, one of the most notable Twin City groups of the 1960s. Now, the Scotsmen were strictly a studio band, but that offered Warren Kendrick his chance to be in the record business. He produced and wrote both sides of the 45 with buddies from Minnetonka High School and issued it on his own Scotty label. Throughout the rest of the 60s, Kendrick wrote and produced music with such groups as The Electras and, again, The Litter. In 1958, a group called The Champs made it to the top of the charts with a sax instrumental called Tequila. We all know that song. And soon after, every rock and roll band in the country featured a saxophone. The Midwest led the way when a group called Jerry Roberts and the Toppers brought in Robert Burtis to play piano and alto sax. Released pre-1960 on KB Records, here's Change Your Mind by Jerry Roberts and the Toppers. Fabulous Depressions are next on Minnesota Music Memories. They were formed in New Ulm, Minnesota in 1964. 3 years later, they released their only 45 single. The band went through several lineup changes. By the time they recorded, it included original members Phil Grebner on lead guitar, Peter Kitzberger on organ, and Jim Dower on bass, plus new drummer John Ginkle and vocalist Randy Evans. The song we'll be playing is titled Can't Tell You, written by Phil Grebner and Jim Dower, with a guitar solo by Grebner. The flip side of this single is a cover of the Blues Magoo's One by One, recorded at Lynn Studios in Rochester, Minnesota. Here's Can't Tell You by the Fabulous Depressions.
I just can't tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. You know I don't mean maybe. We gotta try and work it out. I can't tell you how I wanna get to you, baby. I try to keep it down, but it's driving me crazy. My world's been a mess for a couple of years. I think that pretty soon I'm gonna break out in tears. I just can't tell you, baby, I want the world to see. No, I don't mean maybe, I want you all for me. Thank you.
baby, what I'm talking about. No, I don't mean maybe. Gotta try and work it out.
You're under arrest. Follow me. I'm taking you to see the judge. Say for yourself, son. Days in the county jail.
That record was released in December of 1958 on the Play label by a group I know absolutely nothing about, the Big Beats, other than Play was a Twin City label and the song is credited to Kendall and Slocum. They were five teens from Tracy and Marshall, Minnesota, leader Gary Rue, Randy Drager, Denny Morgan, Steve Thilgus, and Mike Burt. They called themselves PJ and the Sleepers. Now, for you trivia buffs, Denny Morgan is the same Dennis Morgan who quit high school in Tracy and went on to songwriting fame in Nashville, becoming filthy rich, penning such classic tunes as Smoky Mountain Rain and Sleeping Single in a Double Bed. And believe it or not, the Sleepers are performing to this day. You can find more info at www.GaryRue.com. Here they are so many years ago with a cover of The Rascals, Do You Feel It? On Minnesota Music Memories.
You know I do.
Do you feel it?
Do you feel it? You know I do.
I know you feel it.
I
know you feel it.
You know
now come on, feel it.
Every time I dance with you, I get that feeling through and through. All I do is close my eyes. I see the world go flying by.
you feel it?
You know I do.
I know you feel it.
You know I do.
I know you feel it.
You know I do.
Now come on, feel it.
Yeah.
Take a trip with me. Satisfaction guaranteed. Come on, come on, let's have some fun. I said you, me, everyone, and I mean you.
Johnny Vale was an early Minnesota rocker. He recorded this song, Hey Mama, on the Soma label. The songwriting credits list Bob Van Dorn and John Fritzky, which very well could be Johnny's real name. The song smacks of Elvis's That's All Right Mama or Buddy Holly's Hula Love. Couldn't find much more on the artist, but here's Johnny Vale with Hey Mama.
Mama, 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 hey mama, 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 they've got to teach me just how to love. School is over, it's all through. All I done me was a golden rule. Hey mama, hey mama. Mama, 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 they've got to teach me just how to love. Taught me how to read and write. How they lied about stars and night. Hey, mama. Hey, mama. Mama, 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 they forgot to teach me just how to love. Mama, 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 they forgot to teach me just how to love. Taught me all about arithmetic, but my mama, that's a low-down trick. Hey, mama. Hey mama, 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 they've got to teach me just how to love. Taught me all about birds and bees. How they lied about girls to me. Hey mama, hey mama. Mama, 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 they forgot to teach me just how to love. Mama, 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 they forgot to teach me just how to love. They forgot to teach me, mama, just how to love. Hey, mama.
Taking I-35 south to Iowa for this next tune by the Notables. They were a collection of high school and university students. Founding members were Mark Hagen, Jim Quam, Louis Stodden, Jim Sutker, and the vocalist was Jim Fincham. Like most bands, they did the member shuffle, landing on the following lineup: Fincham on vocals, Mark Ritland, drummer, Mark Hagen, trumpet and keyboard, Jim Quam, saxophone, John Quam, trumpet, Lindy Buck, lead guitar, Stuart Buck, bass guitar, and Charlie Sivison, trumpet and keyboard. In 1968, big things happened for the Notables. They performed three times on Happening 64 in Los Angeles, an ABC TV show hosted by Paul Revere and the Raiders. With the Battle of the Bands format, the Notables took first place on the first two programs and second place on the third. In 1968, the Sleepers received local airplay when they recorded a single, Get Ready, along with this song, Funky Frog. Oh yeah, the Notables called it a day back in 1970.
We're gonna hit the town. I'm feeling tight. We're gonna lay it down. Cause we got a new dance right now. The funky frog. Mashed potato boogaloo. Tell me what you're gonna do, funky frog. Nervous breakdown. I
Well, we play them quite often. Gregory D. and the Avantes, that was Nervous Breakdown. When Greg Malin formed his band in 63, Doug Froggy Nelson, his drummer, discovered that the French word for Avanti meant progressive. They felt that it reflected their ambition and adopted the name. Probably no other song established the sound of the Hammond B3 organ on the Midwest rock scene, as did Greg's self-penned The Grind, which reached top 10 on local charts in 1964. Members at the time were Greg Malin on organ and vocals, Bruce Madison on lead guitar, Mike Valentine on drums, and Frankie Thomas on bass. That was Gregory D. and the Avantes with Nervous Breakdown. Reaching new heights of obscurity, this next song was recorded in 1971 by a Winona rock group called Liberation. Recorded on the Gramophone label, the song was penned by Arlo Linders and produced by Terry Gibbons. Here's After the Show by Liberation. You're listening to Minnesota Music Memories.
You can feel the thunder through the show. Won't you like to over that you know? You will be a mother after the show. After the show. After the show. After the show. You can see my light there, look at me go. You can feel the thunder through the show. Want you like a lover that you know. You will be a mother after the show. After the show. After the show. After the show. Thank you.
Well, I felt like playing an instrumental tonight, so that was Duluth-based dance band The Titans. I remember my older brother telling me how impressed he was hearing this group live in person. Members were George Johnson on rhythm guitar, George McClellan on bass, Steve Tamasi on lead guitar, and Dennis Brody on drums. By 1963, Steve Coburn became the new lead guitarist for The Titans, and of course that song was called The Reveille Rock. Well, up next, a group that exceeds all, in my opinion, Gypsy. They were a supergroup formed by Jim Johnson and Donnie Larson from the Underbeats, Tom Nystrom from the Accents, and Rico Rosenbaum from the Escapades. They headed west to L.A., followed Chicago as the house band at Whiskey A Go Go. This is off their very, very famous and first record, Gypsy Queen. This tune's titled Late December.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'd like to remind you that Minnesota Music Memories is aired every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. on KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls and can be heard live radionorthland.org, and the show is archived at radionorthland.org. Glenn Brogan and myself produce the show and take turns presenting it to our valuable listeners. For you with smartphones, download the app from tunein.com, then find our show by searching for KSRQ. You'll get a hit for four stations. You want to choose the one called the alternative choice. But do give a listen to our other stations, Classic Rock, Northern Air, and if that's not enough, our Polka Cast. Again, thanks for listening to Minnesota Music Memories, and stay tuned for the very eclectic Burns program. Well, oftentimes early rock groups were starving for good material to record, so they did some of the strangest things you could think of. Myron Lee and the Caddies from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, took a nursery rhyme and turned it into a rock and roll record. Myron was the kingpin of early rock and roll in South Dakota. With his Caddies, he recorded 13 singles. This song was recorded at K Bank Studios in the Twin Cities and released on the Soma label. An interesting factoid, it is the only Soma record released with a picture of the artist on the label. Here's Merry Swingin' Lamb by Myron Lee and the Caddies and written by Myron and Dick Robinson.
Daddy-o don't dig lamb chops, so he split to get his gun, and...
Three teens from Hill Murray High School asked a kid from North St. Paul to join the Buster Browns, and the rest was Minnesota musical history. After a few personnel changes, the band solidified to include Doug Reynolds on keys and vocals, Tom Poling on lead guitar, Ken Irwin on rhythm guitar, trumpet and vocals, and Paul Samuels on drums. In 1969, they released their psychedelic album, Trip Through Hell. Copies have been sold recently on eBay for as much as $3,500. And that's because fewer than 1,000 were ever pressed. That was CA Quintet with Necessary Person. Up next, the Unbelievable Uglies, a group from the Detroit Lakes, Minnesota area back in 1963. They formed with original members Dave Hoffman on vocals and upright bass, frontman Dave Prentice on guitar, Gregory J. Paul on lead guitar, Bob Eveslage on vocals and keyboards, and Mike Shannon on drums. In 1967, they opened for The Who in Fargo, North Dakota. The Uglies truly ruled the dance scene in northwest Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. This song, Get Straight, was written by Hoffman and Al Spears.
To nowhere road, the way that you're going, you're forging your head, you wish you were here. It takes a man like me to set you free, to care about the things that you do. Better hold on tight, never to leave me. Hey, 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 hey. You never find out, hey. And you never get straight. Hey. That's who I love, hey. The stick I hate. Hey. Just open your mind, hey. I know you will find, hey. The smoke's not heaven, it's hell. Hey. Hey. It's a nowhere road, the way that you're going, and all of your friends are doing it too. It takes a man like me to set you free, and what about the things that you do?
Back in August of 62, the Trashmen were Tony Andreessen, Steve Warwer, Bob Reed, and Dal Winslow. They played their first official job at a school in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota. By the spring of 63, they perfected their infectious surfing bird at local dances and, at the prompting of DJ Bill Deal, recorded a 45. The song went viral, peaking at number 4 on Billboard's charts. Originally credited to drummer Steve Warwer, a lawsuit ruled that it was plagiarism of two songs by the Rivingtons, Papa Ooh Mau Mau and The Bird's the Word. What we're going to play right now, though, is a song with vocals. The Trashmen, as you know, were mostly known for instrumentals, and I remember my brother Joe telling me how he would hear them up at places such as the Country Dam in Amory, Wisconsin, and Aldridge Arena. In fact, I think Joe's band, the Tremadons, played a Battle of the Bands with the Trashmen there at Aldridge Arena in St. Paul. So here's King of the Surf by the Trashmen.
Hey, side. Sure, those four Death Grammys heroes too. The kind of high riding real sippers do.
Well, I'm a high riding sipper, and it takes three crunchers and a heavy to wake me up. I can do a double spinner before you count to three. Oh, king of the surfers. Oh, king of the surfers.
Well, I'm a real hot dogger, so bad I'm alive. When I'm riding the cruncher and I hang in five. Listen to the roar, shore break sound. Keep on surfing till the sun goes down. Grab your honey and hold it tight. We're gonna have a surf in a party tonight.
Well, I'm a high riding surfer, and it takes three crunchers and a heavy to wipe me out. I can do a double spinner before you count to three. Oh, king of the surfers. Oh, king of the surfers. Up.
Fire, gonna build it right. We're gonna dance on the beach, gonna dance all night. Dance and sing the whole night away. And be riding a surfboard till the very next day.
Well, I'm a high riding surfer, and it takes three crunchers and a heavy to wipe me up. I can do a double spinner before you count to three. Oh, king of the surfers. Oh, king of the surfers.
I always thought that King of the Surf by the Trashmen should have been a much bigger hit than it was. Well, up next, a group from Breckenridge, Minnesota, called the Embermen. They released a pounding frat surf stomper in 1965 titled Fat Girl. The song nods to the Trashmen's Surfin' Bird with its falsetto vocals. But we're going to play a song called Karen. And the Embermen consisted of Larry Human, yes, Human, on bass, Chuck Heath on vocals, Dennis Shea on guitar, Jim Brendel on drums, and Bruce Wall on rhythm guitar. From 1968, here's Karen by the Embermen. Again, I'd like to thank you for listening to Minnesota Music Memories. Our final song of the evening is by Sir Lawrence and the Crescents, a five-piece group from the Twin Cities. I couldn't Google anything more about them other than they have some singles posted on YouTube. We'll leave you with Flip Me Over. Join Glenn Broggett next week for Minnesota Music Memories.
Yeah.